it's what you could be doing with that time.
There it is, and that's what I knew it.
It's
I knew
what
it.
You could.
You want to. You women want to task us bad.
No.
That you're so pissed.
No.
Women ranked the least attractive hobbies for men, and at the very top of the list, the most unattractive hobby was playing video games.
Lady, there's two of us. Which one are you talking to?
Wait, are you guys playing with these guys?
We're a full squad.
And you enjoy them talking to women like this?
We ignore them.
Okay, yeah, no, it doesn't. All right.
I'm sorry. Please talk sh-
Oh my god, I'm a woman. You gotta be nice to me, even though this is a man's game. Like, shut up.
Nigga, making on the game. The avatars. Like, nigga, what you wanna look like? Who the is this?
Hello there, fellas. Welcome back to my channel. In today's video, we're gonna see women do not like men playing video games and their logic behind it. Let's see.
But the whole gaming thing.
What's the problem? Jacqueline has this big problem too. Because
it's just lazy. It feels like unless you're getting paid, and there's a line, right? Like, it's cool if you want to do it every so often, but to me, I'm like, go educate, like, go do something productive.
But what is the problem? Like, you know, Jacqueline has a big problem with it too. Whenever she hears the PlayStation start up, like, I gotta hear the huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
But if I were to just have TV on, you'd be on TikTok as it is, not paying attention.
It's not that,
so why does it bother you?
Because it's not the distraction of me being on TikTok and us watching TV. It's what you could be doing with that time.
There it is, and that's what I knew it.
It's
I knew
what
it.
You could.
You want to? You women want to task us bad?
No.
That you're so pissed that we're taking time from doing something.
No.
Wait a minute, you're enjoying things. You have time to do this video game.
Here's the thing.
Here's all the things you could be doing.
Here's the thing. You're enjoying it. But you could also be planning something nice for us. You know, like,
planning something nice for us. Why? Doesn't that man requires his own time? He has to just relax. See, gaming doesn't need much time. Most men only play like 2 or 3 hours max per day. We got work and stuff. We have to sleep. We have to eat. We don't have much time unless you're like a college kid or something who has a lot of time. Then that's a different issue. But come on, they constantly want your time to be fixated on treating them something nicely. Why he has to be productive all the time? Makes no sense. If he enjoys gaming, let him do that. If he enjoys some other hobbies, let him do that, man. Come on. There are some comments for this. She hates that you are at peace and enjoying yourself. Exposed, they just can't stand seeing men having good time and being happy. But it's not the same. Stop having fun without me. That's sad as F, bro. She has no point. He, however, does.
So there was this post that went extremely viral for the past week where women ranked the least attractive hobbies for men. And at the very top of the list, the most unattractive hobby was playing video games. I have no idea if these stats are real.
No
one could find the actual source of where it came from.
It's trust me, bro.
But Liz Wheeler posted it saying this is 100% true. Men playing video games is peak unattractive, beyond red flag, like deal breaker zone. It's weird that so many dudes don't get this. Well, the rest of the list is also interesting. Second, collecting figurines, magic tricks, online trolling, gambling, building model trains, taxidermy, comic book collecting, and bird watching.
So guys,
so basically any hobby a man has, they don't like it. Let me guess what they like. They want you to waste your time and money on them. That's what they would love one day.
You can go out and you can lose your family's rent money or mortgage payment at the craps table as long as you're not at home playing video games.
Is gambling a hobby?
Yes.
Oh yeah, for a lot of people.
I mean, you could call it that, but I don't know if you should make it part of your identity. I think magic tricks are attractive, I think online trolling is the most attractive trait. Most attractive hobby for any man is online trolling.
What if you play online poker? Is that gambling or is that video games?
I don't know.
Hey, listen, I don't know how to answer
these
questions.
So
this is tough.
There was a similar one posted by an account on Instagram called Utah Stats, and it said they polled like a few hundred women in Utah to respond to rate how much more romantically interested you would be in an individual upon finding out they participate in the following hobbies. Okay. Video games was still at the top as the, you know, I would be much less attracted to this person if they were interested in video games.
Okay, let's take the phrasing of that really
quick. Yoga and sewing and fishing were also on the list.
Okay, what's the phrasing on that? What's the question again one more time?
Rate how much more romantically interested you would be in an individual upon finding out they participate or engage in the following hobbies.
Okay, I don't think, I'm just going to go on a limb here. I don't think that playing video games for the vast majority of women, when you hear a guy plays video games, you're like, all right, they're taking, let me take off my pants, right? I don't think that happens, right?
I just want to say one thing about that poll that was mentioned about the unattractive things the women are choosing. If we had a poll similarly for the woman, what we don't find attractive, of course, the basic usual thing, high body count, loud attitude, bad personality, and other traits, which are like very common in modern women, you would see this on national news level, like men would be shamed and all that stuff. It's crazy how this works. So in this next clip, there's this woman who was trying to protect other women from getting bullied on an online game lobby. We all know what game lobbies are, but it got backfired. Let's see.
An activist named Steffi Evans posted a clip of her getting into a spat with who she calls a pick-me Twitch streamer in the middle of an Xbox Live banter. I found out that this woman actually founded a nonprofit activist organization called Unmute. It's aimed at creating a space where the line between competitive banter and harmful speech is clear and respected.
That is the lamest
thing. This is a real thing.
This is the lamest thing I've ever. She's going to go before Congress.
I'm looking at the website right now. It says, unmute and get loud. Tired of being told to kill yourself in online games? We are too. We're a charity that actively combats harassment, misogyny, racism, and bigotry in online games through advocacy, co-ed tournaments, scholarships, educational resources, and nurturing a supportive social community.
If you hate fun, just say so.
I have not seen this woman, but I'm going to go on a ledge here and ready to jump off the building and guess that she's probably a 20-something white girl.
That looks like it. Looks like it from here.
Is this the case?
Let's take a look at the clip.
Let's listen to the clip here.
Okay.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, you dumb dog?
What would you tell me to do?
You're a hoe.
So, lady,
there's two of us. Which one are you talking to?
Wait, are you guys playing with these guys?
We're a full squad.
And you enjoy them talking to women like this?
We ignore them.
We ignore them. Okay, yeah, no, it doesn't. All right.
I'm sorry. Please talk shit.
Oh my god, I'm a woman. You gotta be nice to me, even though this is a man's game. Like, shut up.
Please call her a bitch.
Dramatic music. Bitch.
Yo, lady, call me a bitch. I dare you.
You're a bitch.
Why don't you put some dick? Shut the fuck up, man.
Damn, this is easy.
Like you got dick up your throat. Shut the fuck up.
Too easy, guys. Oh my god.
The dramatic editing is my favorite part. Like, I love, like, whoever she pays to edit her videos deserves a raise.
Yo, she's triggering me.
You faggot bitch, shut the fuck
you
up.
You dumb bitch, you're gonna disrespect women like that?
You can take that flag and put up your pussy, you stink bitch.
Brother, why are you guys so upset?
Hey, your voice is fucking annoying.
Damn, this kind of easy, not gonna lie.
You're easy. That's why your pussy's loose. Anyway,
oh, you're a pick me? Okay.
Sorry. Absolutely, pick me for real women.
Aww.
Okay.
So she said,
Boy, that was really, really satisfying to watch. Watching her get on, like, yeah, she might have won the game or whatever. It doesn't matter. The real victory was those guys trying to, like, I don't want to use any bad words over here, but that was just, you know what I'm going to say. She got on so bad here.
It's this pick-me Twitch streamer, Simply Shroomy, who sadly streams off Xbox, so we can't hear her teammates on her live. But after this game, she found out who I was, ended her live stream, and had her mods beg mine in DMs not to report her or make a video on her. So, of course, I had to make a video on her. Just because you're not the one directly being extremely homophobic, you're still a part of the problem if you associate with people like this and instigate them.
See how that gender works? I thought all the ideology was like trying to be understanding of others, respecting everyone's boundary. But here, the other person said, don't post it, we don't want to like it, but she's gonna post it. Fuck your boundaries. That's what the message is. Let me know what I speak about this.
Well, I do know some men where it's just like, you are paying attention on that game, talking to them people, arguing with them people, and you could be in my face. It is some men that needs to give their woman more attention. But it's just like, the game is, it just irritates me.
But men are stressed out. They come home, they want to play the game. It's freedom.
But why as a grown man do you want to come home and play with a controller?
You don't play video, you don't, you know what? I'm mad now, I'm upset. A man, this is like his only time of like having complete freedom and something to escape reality for 20 minutes, and you're trying to take it away from him.
You're not doing all that with that video game.
Yeah, you are. You get to enter
escape reality. Yeah. Well, they got niggas making niggas on the game. But avatars, like, nigga, what you want to look like? Who the f*** is this? Who the f*** is this? No. No. The avatar, who the f*** is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not you. Yeah. What you got going on in here?
I got like a virtual girlfriend.
That's hilarious. A woman telling a man you don't look like that. Come on. Be real. Come on. A woman should be the last person on earth to tell a man they don't look like that. If she's wearing a makeup, eyelashes, fake hair, fake everything, you should be the last person. Let's see some comment. They just hate to see us happy without them. What's her screen time on her cell phone on Netflix? Of course, all those TV shows about dumb stuff, that's fine. But man playing a video game, yeah, that's where red flag or something like that happens. So stupid.
Let's talk about men that play video games, because I know it gets kind of controversial. Ladies, if you think that you're being controlling for not wanting your men to play video games as much as he does, or if he gets upset at you because you want to spend time with him and he's choosing to play video games instead, you have a right to be upset and your feelings are valid, okay? I know that there are worse things going on in this world, but this is just one of those things that gives me the ick, to be quite honest with you, because the amount of guys that I see in the back of their girlfriend's videos while the girlfriend is like trying to do something cute or even with the kids or whatever, and the husband is just vegged out playing video games like a child on the TV. I'm sorry. I think if you're a gamer and you guys do that as an activity together, it's different. Or if he has a set time that he says, okay, I'm gonna hop on here with my friends and veg out and do this. Like, it's okay. We all need an escape, right? I'm not against that at all. What I am against is when these dudes would rather spend time on their effing video game in their own little world than face reality and do things with you. Like, bro, you're 25 years old. You're almost 30.
Huh?
Sometimes in their 30s and then in their 40s, and you'd rather play a video game than go pick up a book or work on yourself or make more money or... I don't know. It's just, to me, it's unattractive. I'm probably going to get hate for that, but I don't care. And a lot of you girls need to ditch your gamer boyfriends who choose the games over you, because...
Man, this is so hard to watch. See, I think most men love video games. I think almost 90% of the entire world of men loves video games. And they don't want such kind of guys. Well, too bad, they're not gonna teach video games. See, all the comments even here are all about that same stuff. Woman hating men playing video games, why are not spending time with me? If you got time for video games, do something productive and earn more money. More money for what? What is the guy going to do with all that money if he can't even spend that on himself? Make more money, right, so that they can spend it. That's why they're mad. You're not making more money for them to spend. That's why they're mad. Let me know what you guys feel about this.
Hey there, let's pronounce some words.
Okay.
Can you say this?
Onomatopoeia. Easy.
That's right. Onomatopoeia.
Easy.
Great. Can you say this word now?
Exuberant.
This one's a bit more difficult.
No, that's easy.
That's right. Exuberant.
Yeah.
Now, try pronounce this word.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
What?
Tuesday. That's what you fucking sound like.
Hey!
You fucking bitch.
Hey, you're the bitch! Fuck. You're the bitch! Hey! Hey!
Today, I'm going to show my son how a bra really works.
Wow, those are some nice looking eggs.
They sure are. Go ahead and open it up.
Aw, there's just tater tots inside.
Today,
I just know something's going on with Tiffany.
Yeah, how do you know that?
A woman's intuition is never wrong.
Way too many single moms out there for that to be true.
I'm now going to say a phrase that is probably going to trigger a couple of you. Post nut clarity. Nope, sit down. It is no secret that I jerk off 8 or 9 times a day. And I do this because it allows me to be in a constant state of clarity. Okay, someone asked me a business-related question.
How much of my portfolio should be in crypto?
Let me run to the bathroom and get back to you on that. 64%.
When do you think the next recession is
here? Uno momento, por favor. 2026 in America, next year in Europe.
Is all your money making
that? Come on. Come on. I said business questions only. If you're not in a constant state of post-nut clarity, you're in a constant state of pre-nut delusion.
Anyways, guys, that's it for this video. If you enjoyed, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and all that stuff. Comment your opinions below. Here are some more videos you can watch. And that's it. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.